a member of the National Oversight Body for Town Centre First in Ireland. And at a national level, there is a concern over the accuracy of the geodirectory data. So much so that here in Sligo, we have actually purchased the data for Sligo that those numbers you heard this morning are based on. And we were shocked to find that there was buildings in Belturbet and Manor Hamilton and Drumahair included in the town, in Sligo town, the data. So that's quite concerning. But even more for my own premises in Castle Street, where you know I operate a centre out of, it's listed on the database three times and it's listed as being vacant each time. So I have no faith in the data. We have grave concerns over it. We are working on a project with Sligo County Council, and we're actually commencing it next week, where we're going to look at the main streets in Sligo and do an actual comparison of what's on the geodirectory database as to what is actual. And we hope to have the results of that by the end of April so that we can bring that back to national level and say, look, this is a snapshot of one town. We really need to be very careful when we look at the geodirectory data, because the geodirectory data is being used as a baseline for the number of vacant units in the country, and that's then been fed into calculations for town centre regeneration and housing levels. So if you don't have good data at the start, you're going to end up with a problem at the end. So we really need to come to the end of this and get some strong data on it. And I would be proposing that, like County Council have done over the last number of years, they've appointed a vacant homes officer who has analysed all the vacant homes in the country. And when that was done, it was found that there was much lower level of vacant homes in the country than was being used, and the numbers up until then. We need to do likewise for commercial buildings to get an accurate number of what is vacant in a country. We're the only country in Europe that doesn't have that number.
And I know we've spoken together on this issue before, and I think you've been somewhat sceptical of these figures coming out in the past. And I guess, how important was it for you to somewhat take matters into your own hands in relation to this? Because, you know, people outside of Sligo, outside of these regions, look into these figures at these areas, and it doesn't portray the area in a good light. And that can have effects, can't it?
It can. But when you come to the town and you walk the town, I'm always, numerous business people are coming to me asking, I'd like to open a business. This is the type of building I can get. And it's actually very hard to get a suitable building in Sligo. We have talked before, David, about the peripheral streets, Horburn Street, John Street, which had small vacant units, which were basically the downstairs room of a house, of a terraced house. They're listed as commercial buildings. They're never going to be commercial again. And as you can see in Sligo, many of those are now being converted back into residential through the Croí-Cónaí grant scheme, which has been superb result in Sligo. But there has been no building in Sligo where the above the shop has been regenerated because of the access issues to them. And just it's not commercially viable at the moment. But our town centre is strong. It's thriving. At the moment, Gail McGibbon, the CEO of Sligo Bid, is actually at a conference in Korea where they asked us to come and talk about how Sligo is doing things, because we are punching way above our weight. And when you do get these kind of numbers, it is disappointing. But when you know that, or when you have a strong belief that those numbers are just not accurate, it's really frustrating. And that's why we've taken matters into our own hands. And we will come back with what are real numbers for our town.